Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you've not yet checked us out on the socials, please do so. The Devil's Advocates Radio on Facebook, at Devil Radio on Twitter, and of course on the phones here for the last segment, 844-967-2789.
You know, it was not my intent to lift up the Tim Michaels candidacy today, but the more and more as I've had to read about this guy, pretty freaking impressive resume. What was it? Army Ranger, 82nd Airborne, Commander at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier? These are all pretty significant things. Let me read, because you asked me a question. Did he march? Well, I don't know if he marched, but he trained the guys that marched. Let me read a little bit. In February of 1990 to December of 1991, he commanded Echo Company, 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, the Old Guard, in addition to three rifle platoons. Platoons are, what, 60, 70 men each? So he's got 210 men approximately under his command. But beyond that, he was responsible for the selection, training, and operations of the Sentinels of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. That's a little more important, I would say, than actually marching, training the guys, commanding the guys, running the regiment. That's not something they give out lightly. That's sort of a big deal to the U.S. military. So I don't want to defend the guy's record, but I got to tell you, as a military record, it is freaking impeccable.
844-967-2789. Pizza Box Mike, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, General Michael Flynn had a pretty good record too, didn't he? I mean, you know what? Listen, there's plenty of bad guys and good guys in the military, just like everything else. But, you know, just like all the other guys, if you're going to use your resume as you know, that great military record as a Republican, and then the minute you get in, vote straight down the line against veterans and supporting them like the Republicans just got done doing, what difference does it make what your resume is? That's all it is a resume. You know, and that's what really pisses people off. You know, they're always talking about people that are, you know, think they're better than everybody else because they have this resume. Your resume doesn't mean squat if you don't use it the way it should be used, right?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. A resume is the really? Measure of a man's worth. If you've been out there kicking ass for your whole life, yeah, your resume is the measure of your kicking ass your whole life. I think people should be proud of their resumes.
There's a lot of people with resumes that are total douchebags. So you're going to say that a resume is what makes a person? That's the same as saying that, you know, the value of a person matters by how much money they have.
Yes.
You really, you know, the resume.
No, but I am saying the qualifications for further service might be your prior service, your experience. You know, being a leader, being a commander in the military, those things are kind of a freaking big deal to me.
Again, I'll mention Michael Flynn and we'll leave it at that. Because I'm not impressed with anybody if they're going to use what they did in the military to become a douchebag Republican voting against military people.
Have a nice day, Mike.
Or voting them into war, that whatever cause they believe in at the time, and then, of course, not taking care of them once they return.
844-967-2789. Mary from Madison. Welcome, Mary. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mary.
Oh, it's Millie. Sorry.
Oh, Millie. Millie. Welcome, Madison. Millie.
Okay, so if we're using your logic, Crude, then what about all those military insurrectionists who attacked the Capitol, tried to kill Mike Pence, on January 6th.
What about them? They're criminals.
Many of them have
They're criminals, Millie, but what's that got to do with the record of Tim Michaels?
Many of them had probably had wonderful military backgrounds. It's your character. If Michaels is putting his character onto Donald Trump's train, forget his resume, forget his military background. He is jumping in to the swamp. He's jumping into corruption to hang out, to be endorsed by Trump. I mean, there's no way he's going to win in Wisconsin being on the Trump train.
I don't know. Donald Trump won the state of Wisconsin once, and he barely lost the last time. I'm not convinced that he's not going to win, Millie.
No, there's just no way he'll be able to win.
Well, I hope you're right.
Not on the Trump train. And then number two, where did the guy vote last? In Connecticut. The guy lives in Connecticut. Haven't you seen what Fetterman is doing to Oz? I mean, he's behaving like a fraud. He doesn't live in Wisconsin. He didn't have the character. He wasn't strong enough to just say, I don't need Trump's endorsement.
It's certainly a valid criticism of Tim Michaels. I mean, you don't accept Trump's endorsement. That's my opinion. But I'm not a Republican trying to win a primary in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm not saying he should have done it, but I'm not saying Rebecca Clayfish should have done it or Tim Rantham. They all do it. It's the means to an end if you want to be a politician in the Republican Party. It is the party of MAGA. So I don't think any of them should be part of the Republican Party. But if we set aside my guts about what I think of Republicans currently, I mean, you can say he doesn't have character, but you don't get to the role he was put in if you don't display personal character. I'm just telling you. Now,
Based on what do you say that? Look at Mike Flynn. Look at Charles Flynn.
An Army Ranger.
Michael Flynn.
I can't speak to Michael Flynn.
Well, I mean, he was a lieutenant general, right? That's kind of a big deal.
He went up.
Oh, wait. Don't discount Michael Flynn's service. You're discounting Michael Flynn's service. He was higher ranked than Tim Michaels.
It's not,
and you're discounting it.
It's about the service in the Rangers. You know what I mean? If you can demonstrate to me that he was an airborne Ranger in the same way that Tim Michaels was.
Who was a higher rank? Who was a higher rank?
Who gives a...
Okay, so Flynn's a higher rank. Because it doesn't go along with your argument, you're not going to answer the question. Flynn's a higher rank, and Flynn has character problems. So just because you're in the military, just because they trained you, doesn't mean that you do not have and are not subject to moral...
I'm a veteran. Am I subject to all the crap Michael Flynn did because I'm also a veteran?
No, but you don't get a pass because of your service, Michael. There's no pass, man.
What?
There's no pass.
He's got to answer for the sins of Michael Flynn because he was also in the military and he's a Republican.
Well, not him. Listen, you get the check box. Oh, come on, man. You're kidding me. You think Flynn's bad, but you think Michaels isn't bad. You don't get to that level without leadership and quality and character. Then look what happened to Michael Flynn. The QAnon guy took a QAnon oath. So that is a perfect example of where your argument, your discussion, your thought about character and service break down.
People, so all football players
are you
guilty?
Sure about that?
Well, I hear they're still looking. Trump's still looking for the documents in the septic tank. Thank you all for listening. Sorry if you didn't have a chance to participate in the argument. Come back with us tomorrow. I just won't be here, so I'm done fighting.
I'll be here. Come back. We will have lots of fun. Join us tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central. See you then.